This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, I'm sorry.
Huh?
The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of Know Who Can.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of Know Who Can.
What?
A Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
All right, it's Kevin McCullough. Glad you're with us. If you missed hour one, Nicole Malley Tsakis, it's now in the can. It'll be on the podcast. You can get it. But this hour, Georgie Borman in the ladies' lounge. Are our police departments out of control? A little debate that she and I had on text this week. I thought, you know, this is a worthy conversation of bigger scope. So we're gonna have a little fun with that tonight. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Somehow, some way, we are making it through the evening without an audio technician. This is, I don't know how we did this, but we've got two video guys. One of whom's not even fully trained on our video system. And he got thrown in by the boss run the audio. So we're working on it from different angles. But so far, and, you know, we've had minimal issues so far. Anyway, welcome to Saturday. Good to have you with us. And, again, if you want to go back and get to hour one, I just cannot believe that we are going to be in the situation that we are in 2020, where you actually have, is they're not even being covert about it anymore. They're just trying to pass laws to allow illegals to vote and to create the dot-to-dot chain reaction to allow them to do that. So we may take more of your calls on that later this hour after the Ladies' Lounge. But at the beginning of hour two, every week on Radio Night Live, we do like to highlight those voices that I believe need more amplification, deserve a bigger platform, deserve to be heard, not because of anything else than the merit of what they say. I feel like that our Ladies' Lounge contributors are good thinkers. They all have things that they're passionate about, and I am really thankful to have them participate as they do. And it was a couple of years ago, I believe, the first time we invited Georgie Borman to be on the Ladies' Lounge, and she is back tonight. In fact, let's go ahead and open up the Ladies' Lounge and welcome in Georgie Borman. She's a senior writer at the Federalist, and she rejoins us from... Oh, man. See, you and I had that problem last time, and I was like, well, is it a contributor or a writer? And you were like, in the Federalist universe, writers are higher, and so you're a contributor. But see, in the Fox universe.
I'm senior in the fact that I've been writing there for about 5 years. So.
All right.
There you go.
Well, welcome back. Good to have you.
Thank you so much.
Now, she's also added to her resume one child, but soon a second will be on the way. And in addition to that, she decided to, I don't know, launch a new podcast in the middle of all that fun. So, Georgie, you're either a glutton for punishment or you just really love opinion and what you do by way of writing and thinking and talking. So, I don't know, it's probably a little bit of both. But how's it been doing the 180 cast?
It's been so much fun. I have absolutely zero regrets about starting the podcast, even while I was in the midst of some pretty bad morning sickness when we started out. My morning sickness lasted till about 30 weeks. So I have absolutely no regrets. It is so much fun, and it is so fascinating. And every time we do an episode, I come away with a new understanding and a new insight that helps me sort of understand both sides of an issue, because the people we have on as guests are people who have genuinely changed their minds about a subject.
Right.
And that really offers a very valuable perspective in that they tend to be much more empathetic and thorough and very nuanced. And I think those are all ingredients that are often lacking in our national discourse on anything from veganism to abortion.
Yeah. No, and I want people to understand this is a podcast that will expand. You'll be forced to expand your thinking on things immediately. And I get to be part of the production each week. I feel pretty hardened in how I think and view. I've been doing it for a really long time. I walk away with new insights just hearing you work through these conversations with these people. And what I said earlier, friends, is really true. Georgie does equally seek out both sides of the equation so that she can actually get both sides onto the podcast for people to evaluate. So far she's done pro-vegan, anti-vegan. Someone that was vegan for 20 years came out of it. Someone who was a meat eater all of his life now has been a vegan for 4 years. And to hear the contrast of the two perspectives is really, it's rather cool on so many levels. And Georgie, the other thing about that is I want to kind of put this in like an interesting context, but you're a very talented writer and thinker already. Is what you're doing with the podcasting shaping, formulating, changing in some of the ways in which you communicate or are thinking about communicating in future public things that you're doing?
Well, thank you very much for that, first of all. Yes and no. I think part of the reason that I wanted to start the podcast was that my thinking and my approach to writing had already started to change a little bit in terms of being a little bit less inflammatory and a little bit more tactful and taking more time to understand where the other side is coming from.
Right.
And realizing that there is often some middle ground that gets missed or, you know, distorted. So the podcast definitely helps me do that. And so when I approach whatever I'm writing on, I'm thinking about those people that I've interviewed and their perspective and saying, okay, where are the nuances here? What are the best arguments on both sides? And so I do think that it has made me a stronger writer. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and you're getting very high quality guests too. I mean, these are not people that are just kind of like shallowly wading into these issues. These are people that have really been on one side or the other. So many of them having been on both sides. There was one I think that had flip-flopped, had 180 twice and was like back where he started. I think it was Albert Guillory. But all that to say that it's worth a listen. And friends, whatever podcast device you like to get it on, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, Podcast World, Spotify, we may not be on Spotify yet, but almost any platform that you can get podcasts on, you can just search 180 Cast, this 180 CAST, and you'll be able to find that. And I really encourage you to do it. And full disclosure, I work on the project, but if I didn't, I would still listen to this podcast. That's how good of a podcast it is. Georgie, I want to get into the story that you and I were kind of texting back and forth a bit about earlier this week. But before we do, I just want to pick your brain a little. The nation saw President Trump go down to Orlando this week, and he blew the roof off a packed house with thousands of people inside, not an empty seat, thousands of people on the outside watching on big screens. The press lied about attendance. The press lied about some of the things that he had to say, and I really honestly believe that they're kind of under the impression that he's not going to fight back. And I'm just curious as to, you live on the other side of the country from where we are. How did it play out there? What's your perspective of what's going on with the press and the president at this time?
I don't really see anything changing from what we've seen for the past few years in terms of the enmity between President Trump and the press. I know that CNN pivoted away very quickly from the coverage once the crowd started chanting something like CNN sucks or something along those lines. I don't really see anything changing. I think it's going to be, I think that the level of distortion and willingness to take things out of context and mislead people would probably be ramped up the closer that we get to November. But beyond that, I really don't see anything changing. Donald Trump is still Donald Trump, and nothing has really changed about the media. So we should be looking at more of the same, just to differing degrees.
I honestly, though, think this, and I was asked about this at a graduation party I was at today by a very soft-spoken, longtime Christian Reformed pastor. He now works at a non-denominational church, but very gentle, older soul. And, he was like, Kev, sometimes they just flat out lie. And this is not a guy that you would ever associate with Trump. There's nothing about Trump's personality and this particular pastor that you would think, they would be one and the same. He said, but they're not talking about the things he does. They're just talking about, the outbursts or the tweets or this or that. And I thought, if someone like him's getting it, if that's breaking through on some intellectual level with him, there's other people seeing the same thing. And I'm wondering if the baked-in media hyperventilation is going to end up, backfiring on them. Anyway, we're coming back with Georgie Borman in the Ladies' Lounge. It's Radio Nightline.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. 443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What a little moonlight can do.
All right, a little music from the Hot Sardines. And Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. It is the Ladies' Lounge.
What a moonlight can do to you.
Saturday night, second hour of Radio Night Live from New York. Thank you for hanging out with us. And if you miss any part of it and you're watching on Biz TV, it starts all over again at 11 o'clock. So from 11 to 1 a.m., we are still with you. And a lot of great radio stations don't pick us up until then either. But if you're listening in places like Atlantic City, Orlando, Florida, Reno, Nevada, San Francisco. We're so thankful for our partnerships with all of the great radio stations, some 300 plus that are there. My guest is host of the 180 Cast. It's a podcast totally dedicated to people that have changed their mind on a very big issue. Not which Jolly Rancher flavor is their favorite. Not even which spicy hot sauce you eat on the eggs. But actually. She does throw some of that stuff on Twitter from time to time, and she's under the misconception, the misguided idea that Tabasco is the premier.
Tabasco is the premier hot sauce for eggs.
Scrambled eggs.
There's
Cholula,
no debate about that.
Cholula is quite good. I like both, actually, but, you know, and you can tell she has not really any opinions on anything.
No.
She's also a senior contributor to The Federalist, and if you're not reading her stuff, she covers, well, Georgie, what's the range? You did ladies' swimwear to pro-life stuff. I mean, you are literally the gamut, like just everything in between.
Yeah. Anything that I feel has an angle that isn't being covered or a point that is being underrepresented or not being made at all about any topic and based off of my convictions as a Christian and as a conservative, that's where I'm at, because I love to learn and explore a variety of topics. So it doesn't matter what the topic is. I'm diving in, and if I feel like I have something valuable to contribute to the conversation, I'm going to do it.
Yeah. No, and that's what you're fearless in that way, and that's one of the reasons why your columns are so well done. So this week, we were just talking about other things, and you texted me about this Phoenix story that I had not seen anything of really in depth. I just kind of tacitly heard a little bit about it. But it really bothered you. Why did the police action story in Phoenix bother you so much?
Yeah, I first saw this story on Twitter, and it was about a 2-minute video, and the actual link was from Occupy Democrats. So immediately, you know, my bells go off, and I'm like, what's this? And I started watching it, and I watched the whole thing, and it was absolutely cringeworthy. I just couldn't believe what I was watching. But then I was like, well, you know, maybe there's more to the story, because maybe the source is very biased. So I went and I looked up the rest of the footage, and the rest of the footage doesn't make the situation appear any better. So
right.
What we're looking at is a family that had shoplifted, one of the members of the family, whether it was a toddler or one of the parents, had shoplifted a Barbie doll that cost about $5 from the dollar store, and the police received a report about that, and they caught up with them with this vehicle over at the apartment complex where their babysitter was at, and approached the vehicle. The family, who has filed a claim for $10 million alleging police brutality, said that, you know, several minutes might have passed before the person filming actually started filming. So that part is missing. But still, from what you can tell, you have two policemen. One of them is clearly visible. The other is sort of behind a car, so you can't see him. But both screaming profanities into this vehicle and pointing their gun into the vehicle. vehicle where there's a one-year-old and a four-year-old in there, and the mother is also 5 months pregnant. And she lets the officers know that. She says, please don't point the gun at my kids.
Right.
I'm pregnant. And she says, she over and over again, I can't put my hands up. I'm holding my baby. And it's a very, very hard to watch, especially for me, being, you know, about to give birth pretty much any day now.
Sure.
As a mother, I'm thinking, well, she can't put her hands up. She's holding a baby. Like, that's not reasonable to ask somebody to set their baby down when the officer is acting psychotic and screaming at her boyfriend or her husband that, you know, he's going to effing put a cap in his effing head, and saying things along those lines multiple times.
Right.
So you feel like your life is being threatened. You're not going to let go of your child. Are you kidding me? Like, the idea that, if only people just comply, then everything in a police encounter will go smoothly. I don't think that that is a reasonable perspective to take, because we're only taking into account what is the reasonable response of a quote-unquote reasonable and prudent officer in a situation, and what's reasonable for the officer. And we're not really taking into account, well, what's reasonable for the person at the other end of the barrel of the gun, who may have a situation where maybe they're intoxicated, so they're having a hard time complying that way. Maybe they're holding onto a baby, which is not like holding onto your purse or holding onto your cell phone.
Sure, sure.
It's a live child. And so I did write about this, and ultimately I think I don't understand why conservatives are so trusting of government that is in uniform, but so distrusting of government that is not in uniform. I think that that's a huge contradiction, and it makes zero sense, and it's something that really needs to be addressed.
That's an interesting perspective, and I'm going to go ahead and open up the phone lines if people want to weigh in on this, 888-340-3373. But, you know, one of the things that we talked about, because they had not taken any disciplinary action when you and I were texting earlier in the week, and we talked about what some of those actions could be, and I think my response to you was something along the lines of, you know, compliance is something I'm trying to teach my sons. Now, I have an African American son, and I have two sons that are whiter than I am, and it doesn't kind of matter to me who they are or what their skin color is. I want them to be respectful of law enforcement. And there is a kind of theory in civil rights leaders that I've spoken with and civic leaders in the cities I've lived in, which is Dallas, Chicago, not much in L.A., but a little bit, and more in the New York tri-state area, that even in black-headed households, they are doing what they can to teach their kids, if they come from a two-parent family at least, to comply when an officer makes a request, because
absolutely, yes.
That's not only the right thing to do, it's the safe thing to do. And one of the things that and I'm glad that you mentioned the missing portion of the videotape and that sort of thing, because we don't really know what happened from the time they left the store and the time they got back. But there was an element where the father was at least clearly saying, look, I have done what you asked me to do. I got out of the car, and he was complying completely. Why the mother was or wasn't, and why that particular officer was going off the way he was, I do feel like is worth of some sort of disciplinary action. But I also said to you, and this was kind of a launching point for us, is that I don't know that that's typical of police departments across the board. And so your response to me was something along the lines of, there needs to be more training, there needs to be a better understanding, and I question whether or not police departments...
Well, there needs to be justice in this particular case.
Right.
Is really
but
what it comes
for
down
the
to.
Purpose that it doesn't repeat, and so ultimate justice is so that it doesn't happen again. Georgie Borman's with us. We'll take your calls. We'll get into it a little bit deeper. We've got a little bit of time left, but the music says we got to take this.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King. President Trump says he's postponing a nationwide immigration sweep to deport some undocumented people living in the U.S., including families. He's now said he wants to give lawmakers 2 weeks to work out some border solutions. Brent Wilkes is Senior Vice President for the Hispanics Foundation.
I mean, it's no accident that he announced his re-election campaign this week, and this is also the same time that he announces some type of massive crackdown on immigrants that will deport millions of people. Sounds a lot to me like campaign rhetoric and not really much of a serious strategy from Homeland Security.
The president's decision came after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi had phoned him, asking him to call off the operation. Administration officials also tell the Associated Press Immigration and Customs Enforcement was concerned that some details that were leaked to the media could jeopardize its agents. This is USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
And Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Attention GCN self-reliance listeners. If you've ever wanted an emergency solar survival backup system but were waiting for prices too crazy to pass up, this will be the most important message you'll ever hear. Bill Hyde here, and I want to tell you about a huge sale with historically low prices on our PPX microgrid system that's going to let you produce an endless supply of electricity off the grid. The clearance price is a result of the historic flooding we're having here right on the east bank of the Mississippi. Because of the flooding, we've had to move a lot of our inventory to a temporary location. And rather than move it back to the warehouse, we thought we'd offer the system at a price that might seem unbelievable if you didn't know the floodwaters backstory. So here's what you should do right now. Check out the PPX microgrid system at myownpowergrid.com. That's myownpowergrid.com. Over $1,000 in great off-the-grid gear and a ton of bonuses, too. And the best part? You're not going to pay $750 or $500, $300, or even $200. Go to myownpowergrid.com to learn more. That's myownpowergrid.com.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 boys.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Welcome back. Joining us in the Ladies Lounge tonight is Georgie Borman, senior contributor to The Federalist, and also the host of the 180 Cast, which is the podcast that is all about someone who's done a 180 on a major decision in their life of some sort, belief of some sort. And again, you got to just check it out. Any podcast aggregator you got, just type in 180 cast. And if that doesn't get you there, type in Georgie's name. I think you'll be there. And then you can subscribe and start listening. And I think you'll get hooked on it just as easily as I did when you hear it for the first time. Now, Georgie, we were talking about the Phoenix police incident this week. And I was thankful that, number one, no one got hurt. We've seen far too many bad cop situations where somebody does get shot and they end up dying. And so as awful as the language and the interaction was, I was thankful that no one did get hurt. But I think I said something along the lines in our discussion about, you know, I want to wait till the department does its investigation, have some sort of, internal affairs, look at everything, make that determination, and then decide if there needed to be some sort of, depending on what they find, then the punishment should fit, you know, what that finding is. And I think where we began to disagree was that you were like, well, even if he gets suspended or fired, it's not enough. They need to do more. What more would you like to see the Phoenix Police Department in this situation take on?
Well, I would like to see some sort of charges brought. He pointed a gun. These officers were pointing a gun into a car with children in it. There was no weapon in the car. They made no menacing moves toward the officers. And they're screaming at the top of their voice, where, you know, that pitch that you hit when somebody is just about to snap? That is the tone of voice that you hear in this video.
Right.
So, these children are never going to trust police as long as they live, and nobody can blame them for it
possibility that they would not have trusted the police anyway, based on the reactions of how their parents responded to the police.
This definitely doesn't help at all.
Agreed.
And to put this woman who's, 5 months pregnant as well and holding a 1-year-old infant, and them getting in her face, shoving their fingers in her face and saying, put your kid down on the blacktop in June in Phoenix, Arizona. And she's saying, I can't put my kid down. She's a baby. She doesn't walk.
Right. Now, they originally told her to put the kid down inside the car, did they not?
It's a miracle that nobody did get shot. It is a miracle that nobody got shot.
But didn't they originally tell her to put the kid down inside the car? Because she was on the passenger side.
Yes, but that doesn't make a difference. If there's a gun being pointed in your direction into the car, and the person right next to you is being threatened with getting their head blown off, as a mother, I am telling you, 100%, and I've talked to other mothers who also agree with me, when you feel threatened and your adrenaline is going
right,
like that,
there's
you
an instinct.
Cannot let go of your kid.
Yeah, no,
it is absolutely
I understood
unreasonable.
That argument when you made it. Okay, 888-340-3373. So, and maybe this is, but maybe the reaction between you and I is also a little bit of the male-female dynamic that's going on here as well. Because I found it interesting that the father, on some level, did comply. Like, he got out, they got him out. He obviously didn't have it, the baby doll on him or whatever, and he was like, officer, I am complying, et cetera, et cetera. It was the behavior specifically between the officer and the mother that has drawn the national scrutiny and what they should do. And I would just like to be on record as saying I don't believe that police officers nationwide and police departments nationwide conduct themselves in this manner. I tend to be very pro-supportive position of the police, maybe too much so, and you've helped me evaluate that this week. Let's take a couple of calls. Let's start with Mark, who called in the first hour wanting to do this. And, Mark, we're short on time, so get right to the point for us if you can.
Hey, this is Frank.
Okay, Frank. Where did we lose? Did Mark go away? Frank, go ahead.
I can make my point real quick. A couple of things.
Okay, we're going to have to put you on hold, Frank, because we've got something else going on with the phone line there, and then we'll figure it out. And, Georgie, we may not be able to keep you. I don't know what your schedule is like. Are you good for another segment?
Sure.
Okay, because we're up against one more commercial break, and then we'll be back. So 888-340-3373 if you've got a thought. We are going to try to get the phone line on the air. Again, we're doing a show without an audio technician tonight. I don't know how one does that, but we've figured out a way somehow to survive thus far. It's Kevin McCullough, Radio Night Live, live from New York on Biz TV and great radio stations coast to coast. Don't go away.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
KMC.
All right. right, welcome back. Kevin McCullough, Radio Night Live, in the Ladies' Lounge tonight. Georgie Borman is with us. You can read her in The Federalist. You can listen to her on the 180 cast. And my encouragement is to do both of those things because you will be a smarter cookie all the way around when you do. Let's go back to the phones. Kevin is calling from Florida, listening to AM 910. Kevin, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough and Georgie Borman. Hi.
Hi, how are you this morning, this afternoon?
I'm good. What's your thought?
I just wanted to give my opinion on I apologize, I don't remember her name, but the lady that was commenting on the way the police officers handled.
Yeah, can you just get to the point, Kevin, please, real quickly?
I will. I believe with the police officer on the side of them, because from what I understand, they were going off the dollar amount, thinking because it was a minor crime that they overhandled it. But in all reality, the parents are responsible for the kid's behavior, and if they stole it, they deserve to get pulled over. As far as her holding her infant in her arms, the child should be restrained in a seatbelt, in a car seat.
Well, they had, in fairness, Kevin, all right, thank you for the call. In fairness, they had not pulled out of their parking spot yet. So there's any number of explanations for why the child had not been put in the car seat yet. So I appreciate your thinking that through. Georgie, I guess if we were to play a little bit of, what should happen, so let me ask you this. Do you believe that this, because you made a statement about conservatives trusting government that wears a uniform. Do you think that conservatives are too supportive of law enforcement, generally speaking?
I would just like to see a little bit more healthy skepticism. And I really think, honestly, the libertarians are the most consistent on this because they're skeptical of government across the board, no matter whether you are in uniform and carrying a gun or you're not in uniform and you're behind a desk somewhere, ruining somebody's life through EPA regulations. There needs to be some skepticism, right? Because government is power and power corrupts. So you can't say, government is endemically corrupt and we should have smaller government, but at the same time be like, I'm always, always, always just going to grant the biggest benefit of the doubt that I possibly can to any police officer because, I've been raised to respect police. And you should respect the uniform, and you should comply with those orders. I would just like to see a little bit more consistency and people realizing that the fact that you wear a uniform doesn't make you immune to corruption. It doesn't make you immune to acting in very, very terrible ways.
No, I couldn't agree with you more on that, but you do realize that you're making that argument at a period in history when provable corrupt police behavior, particularly police kills, shootings, etc., are coming at historical all-time lows. And in part of the reason for that, part of the reason for that is because the ability for technology to kind of catch up to behavior and methods and so forth. So in this particular case, there were no body cameras on the officers themselves, and I think accountability always. I think accountability is the best a cleansing agent of most things that the public servants do wrong. So the more transparent the process, that's why. But I also think it's. And I don't think you have to be skeptical minus facts. So, like if there were facts that came back from the investigation of it that didn't add up, then count me among the skeptics and say, no, that wasn't qualified. But I think that sometimes people jump to conclusions and they jump to outcomes before the facts are fully known. And that's where I've decided, as someone that works in the opinion business, I'm just gonna put it into neutral for a second, let that process kind of catch up to the situation, and then lead where that goes. Because you know me
fairly
well.
I think that's fair, but also when other scandals come out in government, we don't say, let's wait for a congressional investigation, you know, into like Veterans Affairs or the EPA, you know, poisoning a river somewhere like that. We're like, oh, you know, that's government, you know, that's government for you. That's government corruption. That's, you know, that's what happens when government gets big and government gets so much power. There's nothing more powerful than the person in uniform who has a gun and can use force. Without the military, without the FBI, without police departments, government has no power.
That's true.
So for us to look at the point of contact in which most of us are most likely to come in contact with, besides the DMV, for us to look at that and be like, yep, totally trust everything about this, and to have completely the opposite perspective of the rest of government makes absolutely zero sense.
Well, say what you like. I'm going to keep supporting my cops. Blue lives matter. And, yes. So going back to the first hour, and I was thinking about this before we were on the air tonight, I think that we're also setting up a schizophrenic environment for the cops. And here, let me try to make my case here. We continually tell the police officers, you cannot use force, you cannot react, you have to have more, roadblocks and methods that depend upon boxes being checked and so forth. Simultaneously, we're letting more people into the country that we don't know who they are. We're having greater threats of harm to the officers through some of those policies that are making it difficult. So we want the cops to be more restrained and more careful, but we're not willing to help structure a society around them that puts them in a more careful or more structured place. And so then we act surprised sometimes when a loose cannon flies off the rails at some point because they are afraid of doing the wrong thing and they get overly aggressive in a situation where they shouldn't have. And I think there's a contrast there that if we were more consistent with what we expected of laws across the board, so that citizen and law enforcement and governor alike all were playing according to the same set of rules, I think you would see some of this stuff be reduced, even though we are at all-time historic lows, and I think that we're on the right track and getting better with more accountability as time goes by. I'll give you the last word because we're up against another break, and I don't want to keep you up any later.
Those are absolutely fair points. Yeah, those are points that need to be made. What I'm concerned about is that when bad apple situations come up, as they always do, because you're always going to end up, you're never going to have 100%, you know, pure as the wind driven snow police departments, just like the rest of government.
Sure. Yep. Nope.
We have to be able to treat those in the appropriate manner and get justice for the people who are wrong.
Great last word, Georgie Borman. Great appearance in the ladies' lounge.
Attention GCN self-reliance listeners. If you've ever wanted an emergency solar survival backup system but were waiting for prices too crazy to pass up, this will be the most important message you'll ever hear. Bill Hyde here, and I want to tell you about a huge sale with historically low prices on our PPX microgrid system that's going to let you produce an endless supply of electricity off the grid. The clearance price is a result of the historic flooding we're having here right on the east bank of the Mississippi. Because of the flooding, we've had to move a lot of our inventory to a temporary location, and rather than move it back to the warehouse, we thought we'd offer the system at a price that might seem unbelievable if you didn't know the floodwaters backstory. So here's what you should do right now. Check out the PPX microgrid system at myownpowergrid.com. That's myownpowergrid.com. Over $1,000 in great off-the-grid gear and a ton of bonuses too. And the best part? You're not going to pay $750 or $500, $300, or even $200. Go to myownpowergrid.com to learn more. That's myownpowergrid.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
A beautiful shot of downtown New York. Thank you for being there. Thank you to Georgie Borman for joining us, and thank you to Nicole Malliotakis in Hour 1, exposing the nasty habits of Democrats trying to literally just give voting rights to people that are here and are undocumented. Is that a more politically correct way of saying it? I was calling them illegals earlier. Somebody was looking at me side-eyed. I was like, what? What'd I do? Anyway, let's go back to the phones. Line 1, Frank calling from Des Moines. Frank, sorry about the mix-up. We finally got you on. What's your thought?
Oh, no problem, Kevin. Hey, quickly, I called to talk about Trump, but I just mentioned on the Arizona thing, this is not exclusive to, but it seems to happen a lot in the black community. They feel like a traffic stop is the courtroom, and they need to plead their case before a judge, and a police officer is not a trained judge. He's simply wanting compliance.
Right.
So they think that they need street justice on the street at the moment that something's happening, and they don't understand, and it creates all this problem.
No, we have a system. We have a total system in place for their protection. But, you know, to Georgie's point, you know, and she is expecting her second, and if this woman was pregnant, you know, there's, I do think there's some circumstances that if the husband's already gotten out of the car and he is compliant, I do think that merits a softer approach to the rest of the kids and the mom that are in the car. The one officer said that he actually feared that she might have a weapon, and I'm like, come on, the dad got out. Like, I don't know. That just seemed a little bit of a stretch to me. Hey, let me real quickly take Mark's call before we're done. Thanks for the call, Frank, as always. Mark is watching in Massachusetts tonight. Hello, Mark.
Hi, Kevin. How are you?
Good. What's your thought on the Phoenix story?
Well, I think, I first of all, I agree with you. The cops do have a tough job. But these cops were wrong, and that's where the, Georgie's 100% right. Her gut feeling was right. They need to be accountable. They, you know, they shouldn't be this blue, whatever they call it. They should just be fired. When this happens in that situation, they should be just fired.
Well, if the facts demonstrate that, then I'm okay with that. But that made Georgie displeased with me earlier in the week when I said that I had needed to wait until the facts came out. Because I do think that if you get ahead of the facts and if you get ahead of an official fact finding, then you run the risk of not knowing something that, you know, might have relevance to it that should be considered. Because I don't want to throw cops under the bus either.
I agree with you 100%. The facts, they can appeal just like anybody else, and I think that the real flaw here is in the training and the oversight. You know, government.
That was Georgie's observation, and I think that you're right. So on that note, Mark, I'm going to let you go. Thanks for the call. I'm glad we were able to get you in. It's Kevin McCullough. We're with you every Saturday night, and if you have not checked it out, check out all of our podcasts, including the 180 Cast, hosted by Georgie Borman. We're proud of that, and she has a great episode out this week. I'll just tell you, you need to go download it. And if you have not yet helped us rescue a child or a slave from northern Sudan, 888-342-1010. There are 12 slaves left. That's all out of the 82 that we started trying to help. But we could use your help tonight. 888-342-1010. I'm Kevin McCullough. I'm so glad to be with you on Saturday nights and thankful that you spend it with us. We'll see you next time.
With you. With you.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.